Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. There are three pieces of news with market signals last week. One, the military strike on Iran, OpenAI's $110 billion of new funding, and mass layoffs at fintech company Block. Iran might receive the most attention this week, but the longer-lasting market impact may stem from the other two items, assuming that the Iran situation remains contained. Let me start with Iran. From a geopolitical perspective, the US-Israeli strike on Iran is historic. The market impact, though, is likely more muted. Iran's military defenses are weakened from the military strike last June, and with Iran's supreme leader killed, along with a number of other senior regime leaders, the outcome of the leadership transition is either a weakened status quo, an Islamic theocracy with a deeply rooted security force, or the potential of a transition to a more peaceful regime. In other words, the outcome could be more of the same or better. With Iran's weakened military and economic crisis, this possibility should not be dismissed. The most market-relevant question is what happens with the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway between Iran, Oman, and the UAE. The Strait of Hormuz is one of the most strategically important waterways in the world. Roughly 20% of global oil passes through it daily. Large volume of liquefied natural gas, LNG, especially from Qatar, also transit the route. Any lengthy de facto closure of the strait would mean disruption to energy supplies and a lasting spike in oil and gas prices. The US military buildup in the region suggests otherwise, that the US has prepared itself for a shorter conflict of up to a few weeks. Turning to US market news, OpenAI announced a new $110 billion funding round, valuing the company at $840 million post-money. What's the signal? The fact that the private markets have grown to a point that they increasingly compete with the public markets. Here's a look at the largest companies in both. The top 10 US public companies are familiar. Besides the Mag 7, Broadcom, Berkshire Hathaway, and Walmart feature on the list of the top 10. Together, they have a market cap of $24 trillion with $700 billion in profits. The top 10 US private companies are valued at a total of $3 trillion, with SpaceX in the lead at $1.25 trillion, followed by OpenAI. This is unique in history. We have never seen two US companies with a roughly $1 trillion valuation in the private markets. But contrary to the public companies, the private companies have combined net losses led by the three AI companies, OpenAI, Anthropic, and xAI. So why would this pose a threat to the public markets? Because at their scale, the privates compete with the publics for both profits and funding. Private companies will have to capture profits over time. These will have to come from somewhere, and in the short term, likely from incumbent market opportunities. For example, if OpenAI were to capture $10 billion in revenue from digital advertising, it would likely come from existing advertising budgets. And then the largest private companies will have to tap the public markets sooner rather than later for further funding. If 10% of a $1 trillion company would be sold in the public markets, which is the typical percentage for an initial public offering, public investors would have to shore up a total of $100 billion to take up the full offering. This amount alone would be higher than what was raised in the US IPOs over the last 4 years combined. Where does this money likely come from? Existing public investments. So the large privates are a threat to profits and equity ownership of the existing public companies. Lastly, and importantly, last week brought news about large-scale AI-related layoffs. The US fintech company Block, formerly Square, announced massive layoffs tied explicitly to AI. It cut more than 4,000 jobs, or 40% of its workforce. This evoked fears of a scenario that was portrayed in last weekend's article, The 2028 Intelligence Crisis, by research boutique Citrini, that unemployment could pick up quickly as AI replaces human workers. We agree AI will likely lead to more job losses, especially in the digital economy, though we don't think they will unfold with the same speed as at Block. Many company-specific factors, such as overhiring during COVID, were at play at Block. However, the AI disruption of the labor market anchors our view that the Fed will likely cut two more times this year, even if the economy is likely to remain strong. So putting it all together, we recommend a balanced portfolio with a diversified equity sleeve that is aligned with the largest transformational innovation opportunities: AI, electrification, and longevity. These investments offer regional and sectoral diversification, while at the same time investing in the disruptor, the picks and shovels, and the beneficiaries of AI. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.